Welcome to the self-compassion break. This practice is for when you find yourself struggling in a difficult moment, or when you feel overwhelmed with stress, or in times of grief, or if you made a mistake or doubt yourself. It could also be in time of conflict, or when you remember an unpleasant event. The self-compassion break is a way of attending to yourself in an understanding, comforting and soothing way to ease the struggle, to help yourself to be stronger in difficult times. In this exercise, you are accessing the caregiver emotional system, similar to when a mother picks up a distressed baby to soothe and calm with physical touch and a gentle voice. Before we start, it is good to find a soothing gesture that is calming for you. I would invite you to explore soothing gestures such as placing a hand over your heart, or rubbing your shoulder, or placing your hand over your belly. Pause for a while and feel the warmth of your hand and your intention to comfort yourself, attending to yourself with kindness, taking time to feel the soothing touch of your hand over your heart, the warmth of your hand, exploring the soothing touch that you respond to most, placing hands on the stomach as you belly breathe maybe, stroking your arms, hugging your shoulders, touching your cheeks, rubbing your hands together, stroking your head, stroking your neck. Finding the soothing touch that works best for you, that is calming and reassuring for you. The feeling of comfort and soothing at first may be small and fleeting, but over time, with practice, they may become stronger. During the day, when you find yourself struggling, you can use this gesture with some supportive words that evoke some feelings of self-compassion that is comforting and strengthening. Now we can start the practice. If you like, you can close your eyes and make yourself comfortable. I would like to invite you to think of a situation in your life now that is difficult to deal with. Something that is stressful and causes difficult emotions. You may be critical of yourself, or feeling stressed or fearful, sad or angry. Think of the situation. Maybe relive some of the moments. Who did what? What was said? Can you also now become aware of how it feels in your body as you recall this? The tension, the tightness, the discomfort. And then take a moment to pause, to stop, to breathe out. To take a nice long exhale. And another. And then you may use your chosen physical gesture that feels soothing and comforting for you. Like putting your hands over your heart or over your stomach or rubbing your hands together. And again, maybe breathing out One more long exhale. Feeling your soothing touch that feels kind and caring for you. And as you are aware of the struggle, the difficulties, saying to yourself something like, "This is a moment of suffering. Ouch. This hurts. This is tough. This is difficult for me. I'm suffering here." Using your own words. And know that this is a moment of mindfulness, being aware of your stress at the time and attending to what is happening in the moment. And then you may add some phrases like, "Unfortunately, suffering is part of life. I am not the only one who struggles in this way. Other people suffer like this. This is part of the human experience. I am not alone in this. Lots of other people react this way. People I love and care about feels this way sometimes as well. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. We all have had times when we felt inadequate, lost, confused, sad, angry, or anxious. We all have difficult emotions to bear. This is reminding yourself of our common humanity, that stress, struggles, suffering are part of life. Remembering that we all have unpleasant experiences at times. We all have those difficult moments." And then adding, "Because I am struggling, may I be kind to myself in this moment. May I give myself the same kindness, the same compassion that I would give to others, to my friends." Feeling again your soothing touch, your hand over your heart, repeating, "May I be kind to myself in this moment. May I give myself the compassion that I need. May I care for myself." And then soothing yourself using your favorite soothing touch, hands over heart or some other touch, rubbing your hands, stroking your shoulders, whatever gestures that is suiting for you. Comforting yourself physically and then taking time to savor the suiting gesture. Feeling the warmth of your hand, the gentle touch, the gentle pressure. And to do this in response to your suffering, because you are suffering, because you are struggling. You may wish to offer yourself some loving kindness phrases, wishing yourself well in those moments. Talking to yourself in a gentle voice, like a dear friend would, saying something like, "May I be kind to myself. May I give myself the compassion that I need. May I accept myself as I am. May I have peace. May I be safe. Or may my struggle ease." As you think about this problem, ask yourself, "What do I need now? What is caring and good for me now?" Feeling the warmth of your hand, the gentle touch, taking some long exhale, wishing yourself well. And if you have trouble finding the right words, Imagine what you would say to a good friend who has a similar problem. Or what would a good friend who cares about you say to you to support you? And can you say something like that to yourself? Repeating kind words, feeling the soothing touch, comforting yourself, savoring the compassion, the heartfelt desire to care for yourself, the intention to attend to yourself with kindness, with warmth, feeling the soothing touch, the kind words. This is a short practice that you can use anytime during the day. As you go through your daily activities and difficult moments, when you find yourself stressing or struggling, you can stop, breathe, and give yourself a compassion break, using phrases that are comforting and reassuring, using your soothing touch. And with mindfulness, becoming aware of the moment, becoming aware of the moment of struggle, acknowledging, validating your struggles, and then reminding yourself that struggles are part of life. Everyone struggles at different times. Then adding gentle phrases like, may I be kind to myself. May I give myself the compassion that I need. May I take good care of myself. And then becoming aware of the room where you are, your surroundings, your position. And then when you're ready, in your own time, you can gently open your eyes.